Welcome to the Red Conrad's Bonus Podcast. I'm your host, Red Conrad of redconrad.com. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming a monthly subscriber by clicking on the link or the button in the description of this podcast. All donations will keep this podcast up and running, as well as go towards our wellness fund, which you can read more about at redconrad.com. Or you can alternatively go to paypal.me/revdred and leave a donation in any amount there as well. Now on to the show. I want to tell you a story. Okay? Imagine for a moment that there's a child, has a bunch of siblings. As far as the mother's concerned, there can be no problems with this family. So everything gets ignored. And because of situations that I'll get into in a moment, she hides behind a TV screen. All right, always watching soap operas or whatever, not really paying attention to much or anything else. Pretty much non-existent. Occasional conversations with the kids after school or on the weekends. You know, pretty much asking them how they're doing. Not once checks to make sure the homework's done. Not once tries to understand why any of the kids failed the test and attempts to study with the kid. Problems going on. Can't address them. Unless, of course, the problem's happening right in front of her. But more often than not, we're not going to address them. It's not happening. It's not there. Okay? And then the father is either at work or when he's home, he's either streaming or sleeping. If he's sleeping, you don't want to wake him up. When he's awake, he's screaming about something, anything, everything. Chores aren't done fast enough. They're not done good enough, no matter what. No matter how fast, how perfect, the chores ain't done good enough, not done fast enough to the father. All right, but for the in the child's early years, he's drawing pictures of what his dad does for a living. Some pictures have just, you know, the symbol of his work. Other pictures have the father included in it. Other pictures have the father and son included in it, because the son idolizes the father. The son wants to be just like his father. And then as he gets older, no matter what this kid does, he's not getting any positive attention from the father. All he's constantly hearing is, you're a failure. You're not going to succeed at anything in life. You're a mistake. This kid joins Boy Scouts. That the dad never goes to any of his events, joins martial arts. Dad never goes to any of the tournaments or any of the the classes where you take the test to go up to the next belt. I forget what that's called. Never goes to those. The son was in Little League. The dad never went to any of the Little League games. All right. Family goes on vacation. It's supposed to be fun, right? Going on vacation. The smallest of things sets the father off and starts screaming at everybody. Can't even enjoy a vacation. Alright, now, so this kid's pretty much learning from his parents, because, you know, the parents are supposed to, the child learns from his parents how to deal with the different emotions, how to deal work, how to love, all that stuff is learned from watching the parents. So now you got an environment where you're learning, you either respond by ignoring it or you respond with anger. Okay. Now at school, we don't know how to deal with different kids because, well, mom ignores everything, dad's angry at everything, and you don't really see them around their friends all that often. So when stupid occasions arise with your friends at school or the kids at school, you have no idea how to react. You make an ass out of yourself. Well, this kid makes an ass out of himself. 10 years old. And for the rest of the school career, that kid is now completely isolated from the so-called cool kids or popular kids. Thanks to that one incident, he is forever considered an outcast. But this kid manages to get a small circle of friends that he trusts and that he gets along with. Tries his hardest to have a normal life, right? But the older the kid gets, the more he's becoming jealous of his friends' families. Because, well, mommy's there, helping them out, showing care and concern. The dad's in the picture. Their dad is showing up to all the Boy Scouts events. Their dad is taking them on vacations and everybody's having fun. And he got pictures and videos when the friends come back of the vacation. Everybody's got a smile on their face. Everybody's having fun. So this kid's getting extremely jealous as he's getting older of his friends and the friends' families. And doesn't understand why his family can't be like that. And as he gets old, continues getting older and moving through school. You know, well, in third grade, first I'm in third grade, this kid now then decides, well, nothing's good enough. I can't do anything right. I get my first grade below an A, and I'm yelled at. So I give up. Okay, the kid literally in third grade gives up on school because everything that's going on at home. Constantly walking on eggshells, the school environment isn't any better. So now we're moving through school. We got a small circle of friends. Gets to the point where this kid suddenly realizes that he's different from everybody else. He's not normal. Now there's most of the so-called cool kids and popular kids that don't like this guy. Don't like this kid. A select few of the jocks are nice to him. A couple are friends with him. But most of them, you know, don't like him. And there's a small select few kids that are picking on this kid, right? And everybody had, when they went to school, had a bully, whether they were the bully or they got bullied, right? Well, this kid was bullied. So now that he realizes that he's different, doesn't understand how, but realizes he is, starts studying psychology in school and try to understand what's different about him. But what's wrong? Why am I different? Right? And at the same time, we're walking around like a complete badass. Near the point where other kids that are new to the school are trying to dress like this kid, are trying to act like this kid, because they think he's cool shit. He's tough shit. Nobody's messing with this kid. And the reason at this point why nobody's messing with this kid is because after so many years of getting picked on, this kid exploded. Blew the hell up, right? Trying to make sure nobody's gonna pick on him again. And in the process, winds up getting suspended several times on grounds that if he comes back to school, he's got to get a notice from a psychologist stating that he's mentally fine to return to school. Until one day, he's caught for having a bag of knives in his locker that belongs to his friend. But he's not going to rat his friend out. So he takes the blame. He takes the fall. And there's this big meeting because, well, now this kid has his record of being in fights, being suspended from school, several visits to a psychologist. So it's determined at this meeting that the kid's going to get expelled. Now he's getting homeschooled. Only one teacher from the school agreed to meet at this kid's house after school hours to teach that class to this kid. The other teachers that came by were basically tutors hired by the school to teach this kid. And this kid was not allowed to go to the graduation ceremony. He was not allowed to go to the final school dance. I can't remember what it's called now. I couldn't go to the senior school dance. Couldn't go to the graduation ceremony. Wasn't allowed. Nope. Remind you, too, this kid was also through elementary school, was in speech class because he had a stutter and a lisp, and he literally needed to learn how to talk, how to control the stutter and the lisp so that people can understand what he was saying. Okay? Well, the first, like, few years of school, he's in speech class. And to this day, when this kid gets upset, you can hear the stutter. Now, because of what went on at home and at school, not very wonderful environment, he's losing job after job after job, bouncing from one to the next. I mean, always had 2 jobs, 3 jobs, but bouncing from one to the next because he can't keep any jobs. Some jobs he's losing because no matter what, he just can't seem to get there on time. Whether he's coming out of his mom's house on the earlier jobs, and with 9 people in the house, you know, you can never get into the bathroom when you need it to get ready for work. Somebody's always in there doing something. Other jobs lost because we're missing entire days due to depression. Meanwhile, the very first job that was gotten was on this kid's 16th birthday. Went home from school, dropped off his books, came in right out looking for a job, and came home with a job, trying to impress his father, hoping that that would make his father tell him that he's proud of him. But it didn't work that way. All his dad can do is smirk. Oh, well, I'm surprised. Not I'm proud of you. Not good for you. Just shock that this kid went out and got a job. So, all right, now that's the background, okay? Now, this kid, because of the way things went his whole life, pretty much lackluster parents, very few friends, trustworthy friends, pretty much miserable life, trying to learn everything on his own, pretty much, you know, raising himself, teaching himself how to deal with different emotions and how to deal with stress and stuff. Mind's racing a million miles a second with all these thoughts. Voices from the past constantly popping in the head. You're a failure. You're not going to succeed at anything in life. Whether it's a job or when this kid tried to start a business, several businesses, one right after the next, and for one reason or the other, and they all kept on failing. The voices from the past keep on popping up. You're a failure. You're not going to succeed at anything in life. You're a mistake. Just give up. End it all. Right? And that's what this kid's dealing with his whole life. Every day, all day, these thoughts, these voices from the past, can't get rid of them. But now, coming back up a little bit, all right? Late teen years, this kid finally decides, you know what, I can't take it anymore. I just can't do it no more. And he wants to sit down with his parents and explain to his parents how he feels. Because, well, we're getting smacked from, you know, the school with the suspensions and the expulsion. And the kids feeling like, well, what did I do to deserve this? You know, because I didn't start those fights, this kid is thinking. The kid didn't start those fights. The bullies did. But the bullies aren't getting in trouble. The kid is. And even though he wasn't going to rat out his friend, but he's figuring, well, even if he did rat out his friend about the knives to try to save himself from getting expelled, when the school even believed him in the first place. Right? And then there's all this stuff going on with a few of his friends. Different things going on with the family. And he's just had enough of it all. And he's thinking with everything he's learned up to that point about psychology and everything. Well, maybe if I talk about it, things will be different. Things will change. Things will get better. Because now, I don't gotta bottle it up inside. I don't gotta hide it. I don't gotta pretend. And maybe together we can work through it, right? So this kid prepares what he's going to say to each parent individually, because he's upset with each of the parents for different reasons, right? Goes as far as compiling a CD for each parent. That's two separate CDs with soundtracks that clear as day explain not only what this kid is feeling inside, but what he's feeling inside in the direction of that particular parent. One CD for the mom and one CD for the dad. And sat down with his parents. Played the CD for each of his parents. And then spoke to his parents. Just for neither one of them to grasp what was being said. Now, do you have the general idea of what I'm saying here? Now, I'm going to tell you that kid I was just described was me. And that's only a fraction of my story. If you go to the redcomer.com blog, there's a three-part series, I Am That I Am. Read that. There's I Am That I Am, The Outcast, I Am That I Am, The Physical Side, and I Am That I Am, A Thriver. Those three posts will fill in some of the details that I left out in that story. So you can get a little bit clearer picture of what's going on there. That's basically just the background of my mental issues and where most of the mental issues come from. But I also have diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and sciatica from a work injury that I gave myself because I was an idiot. But my home life, you know, pretty much suck. I mean, me and my dad nowadays do have a healthy relationship. We are talking to each other. And he is a lot better now than he was in the past. A couple years ago, we sat down and we had another talk. We lasted for a few hours. Got real emotional, you know. A lot of things were made a lot clearer about why things, particularly with him, went the way they did when I was a kid. And I pretty much understood that, you know, that era, that those years are gone. You know, we can't change it. We can't bring it back. So we pretty much agreed that we're going to try to start over from that point forward. And we did. Which is cool. But, like I said, he was always stressed out. From the moment he came home from work to the moment he left to go back to work. Screaming about everything. I'm hearing from both my parents I'm a mistake. I'm hearing from my dad I'm a failure. I'm not going to succeed at anything in life. And, you know, every time I'd lose a job, regardless of the reason why, that's what I felt. The occasional job that I quit because I felt like a failure. Didn't matter my bosses liked me. Didn't matter that I liked the job. I still felt miserable and I quit. Other jobs I got fired from. Because, like I said, I was either late. Or I just, there were days I was just so depressed I didn't even show up to work. Didn't even call in. You know, you can only do that so many times before you lose your job. Right? And like I said, I tried to start a business. Several. And when each and every single one of them failed miserably, well, it's because I'm a failure. It's because I can't succeed at anything in life. And it took me a long time to realize why each of those businesses failed. The first business was because, well, I wanted a business. I wanted to follow my grandfather's footsteps. And just not my grandfather's industry. Because he owned a deli. I don't want to go into meats. I just wanted a business. I thought the idea of being your own boss was great. So I opened a business. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't do any market research, any research of any kind, really. I just started. So that business was pretty much doomed to fail right from the get-go. Another one I started, well, I did a little bit of research, but, you know, wrong business for the wrong area. You know, it's one of those situations. You can't start a business in an overcrowded area when the population is only yay big. You know what I mean? It was always doomed to fail. Well, it's pretty much, you know, learn as you go. It took me a while to understand all this. Because I'm constantly listening to the voices in my head coming back from my past. That I'm a failure. The only reason why I've been failing my whole life is because I keep on listening to those voices. Because I'm listening to my past. Instead of realizing younger that's all a bunch of shit, pretty much. That I'm only a failure or a success if I make myself a failure or a success. When somebody else thinks of me, regardless who it is, doesn't make that so, doesn't make it true. My actions, my determination does. And it took me a long time to realize that, to come to terms with that. And I'm telling you all this because I want you to understand why I'm in the health and wellness industry. Or rather, why I came back to it. Because I started in it. It was one of the first businesses I did was health and wellness. And it didn't work out too good. Like I said, I didn't do too much research into it. I just started. Well, I knew it was something I was passionate about. Well, now, approximately 10 years later, I came back into it. I've been back in the industry now a little over a year. And I'm not going to leave this time. I've had several different jobs, like I said, and several different businesses that, you know, I'm looking back on and seeing where mistakes were made. And as I'm doing this business and making mistakes, I'm trying to pay attention to those mistakes so I can correct them and make this business my success. But the reason why I'm doing this business, the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, the blog, the podcast, talking about the products that I'm talking about, selling the different brands that I'm selling at redconrad.com, is because health and wellness is something I'm passionate about. It's something I've been passionate about for a very long time. And I've done extensive research over the past 18 years and continuing to do each and every day into different topics to do with health and wellness, whether I'm looking up about my borderline or bipolar, the dysthymia, the PTSD, diabetes, Parkinson's disease, especially considering last year I lost my grandfather due to Parkinson's disease. So I started researching into Parkinson's to see how I can either help people prevent themselves from developing Parkinson's, or if they've already got Parkinson's, how I can help them slow the progression or possibly even reverse it, you know. And I think that all the research I've done and I'm continuing to do, you know, like I said, I started it more or less to help myself, to understand myself better and to help myself. I think it'd be wrong to not spread all the information that I've gathered over the years and continue to gather to help other people. I mean, I enjoy helping people. It's one of the things I'm passionate about. And, you know, my small circle of friends, like I said, I had very few friends. I was the one in our circle that everybody came to for help. They needed to talk, they came to me. They had a problem, they came to me, and I helped them with it. So it's just something that I've always done, something that I enjoyed doing. I don't know if my friends were different. I don't know if I'd say that I'd still enjoy it or not. I don't know. But what I can say is from the little bit of love that I did get growing up, which more or less came from my grandparents when I saw them on the weekends, and everything my grandmother taught me about growing fruits and vegetables and working out in her garden, the stories my great-grandmother shared about when she was younger with my great-grandfather and all the things that they did and experienced in life and everything that they accomplished, and then all my friends coming to me when they had problems or they just needed to talk. You know, I just generally like helping people. And the fact that I'm all into health and wellness and I've been doing this research trying to understand myself and help myself, you know, why not take my love for helping others and extend it into health and wellness? I mean, as a sufferer of severe depression and severe anxiety, I understand what those of you who are suffering with depression and anxiety are going through and what you're feeling inside, with the racing thoughts, all the voices, you know, feeling like you're not good enough, thinking like maybe your family would be better off without you. I understand where you're coming from on that. And if you're trying to do the research for yourself, I don't want you to have to wait as long and suffer through as many different trial and errors as I did between the different counselors I spoke to after I finally got diagnosed with what I have, going from one counselor to the next, bouncing from one medication to the other medication because it's just not working. Then you start researching a little bit, and then and you decide you don't want to take any medications because, well, they're basically poisoning you. So now you're bouncing from one natural remedy to the other, trying to find out what's going to work. I don't want you to have to suffer through as many trial and errors as I did. I've been there. I've done that. I have coping skills that work. I have remedies that work. I mean, I've literally tried just about everything on the market. And when I say just about, I used to say I've tried everything on the market, but in the past couple of years, a lot more products came onto the market. Natural products came onto the market for a bunch of different things. Granted, you know, the FDA, the companies aren't allowed to say, and I'm not allowed to say about my products, that it's a treatment for this or a cure for that. You're not allowed to say that. But I can talk about my experiences. I can't promise you that you're going to have the same experience, but I can talk about my experiences, okay? But a lot more products have come on the market in the past couple years that I haven't tried. All I have is the stories from other people who have tried them. But the vast majority of what's out there, I've tried. Both brands that you can find in your local shops and big box stores, as well as the brands that you're not going to find in stores, that if you want, you have to go through a distributor. With the brands I sell, if you want, you're not going to find the brands I sell in stores. If you want any of the products I sell, you have to get them through me. There is no other way to get them. But I've tried a lot of them, and there are several brands that do work, depending on what it is you're trying to do, depending on if it's just physical ailments, mental ailments, combination of. Several brands that work to varying degrees. But I think the products that I have, that I'm using now and am selling now, work the best out of all of them. Depending on how long you've been following this podcast and the blog for, or how, if I know you in real life, you know that, you know, I've switched brands I offer based on what I find and test. Because I use the products myself. I'm not going to recommend something that I've never used. I'm only going to give you products that I use myself and that I trust. And the products that I started out selling when I came back into the industry was not the same products I was selling almost 10 years ago, and they're not the same products that I'm selling now. It's a different brand. And for that matter, I've actually added on other brands as well. So I'm not just selling supplements anymore. I'm selling other products too. Neither of which you're going to find in supermarkets or your local shops. And I really don't think that you should suffer the way I did, trying to go through all these different coping skills with this counselor, that counselor, the other counselor, bouncing from med to med to med to med. Because even though I don't believe in medication, I don't believe in pharmaceuticals, I'm not going to tell you not to take your medication. If you're on medication and you think it's working, fine. What I am going to say is I do feel that the medications, that the pharmaceuticals are poisoning you. They might be relieving one issue, but in the long term, they're creating another issue. Bottom line, you're more or less going to become a customer for Big Pharma for the rest of your life. Whereas with natural products, yeah, it might take a little bit longer for your body to adjust to the natural product. And to, you know, start getting the relief, the same level of relief you're getting from a pharmaceutical. But through continued use, you're going to get that relief. It's going to work better than the pharmaceutical alternative. And at the same time, you're not creating another issue that's going to take effect a couple years down the road, causing it to now need more pharmaceuticals. Natural products aren't going to do that. So I'm not a believer in pharmaceuticals, especially after everything I've learned about them. But I'm not going to tell you not to take your medication. That's up to you. That's your decision to make. Bottom line is, I understand the struggles with depression and anxiety. I understand the struggles with different physical problems. I'm constantly researching other ailments, ailments that I don't have. Whether somebody that I care about has an issue, or somebody reaches out to me and asks me for information about a certain issue, I'll look it up, because it's what I do. It's what I it's what I'm passionate about. I want to know this stuff so I can help you through all this stuff. So now you got a little bit of my background, and like I said, there's holes in what I told you, which you can fill in by going to the blog at redconrad.com and read the I Am That I Am series. And now you know more or less who I am and why I'm doing this. It is my passion, my desire to help you through your ailments. I don't care if it's a physical issue or a mental issue or a combination thereof. I am here to help you. I want to help you. Because believe it or not, helping you is helping me. It's the best counseling that I can get. Because when I'm helping you, right, it's different than having a job, right? Whether you're working as a mechanic or a stock boy or whatever, it's different than that for me, because I don't want to say, it's because I feel productive. Because obviously, if you're a mechanic or you're a stock boy or whatever the job is, you're still being productive. You're still doing something with your time. You're not just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. But for me, it's different, because I can do those jobs, but it doesn't give me that same feeling that I get when I'm helping somebody. Because when I'm able to share my knowledge with somebody and I can see that their life is improving because of something that I looked up, that I researched, and I'm helping them improve their life, that helps me. That's what makes me feel productive. That's what makes me feel good. All right? Fixing somebody's car or putting products on a shelf or whatever it may be, that it doesn't give the same feeling, if that makes any sense to you. I get more out of helping people and having a visible impact on somebody's life. And I, as far as I'm concerned, if I can save just one person, if I can save just one person from making a stupid decision, then I've done my job. Does that make sense? So, basically, now I'm taking how I feel, how I felt my whole life, and all of the different lessons I learned from it, all the research I've done, right? And I'm using it to help you. That's what my purpose is. Everybody's got a purpose. I truly believe that. And I believe that I had the life that I had and I experienced what I experienced so that I can help you through your problems. And everybody says, well, you don't understand unless you've been through it, right? Well, I've been through it. I have the voices inside my head telling me from my past, still, I'm a failure, that I can't succeed at anything, that I'm a freaking mistake. To this day, sometimes, I feel like people in my family don't give a shit about me. Every time I talk to them, they tell me that that's not true. Not even bringing it up. Particularly my parents. At the end of every conversation, no matter what we're talking about, they'll tell me that they love me. But I still feel like, you know, my family don't give a shit. I'm the black sheep of the family. Because the voices from the past are still haunting me. I understand what it feels like to have your mind racing at a million miles a second. The thoughts just don't stop. Your mind's constantly bouncing from this to that to the other thing to this to that to the other thing. Constantly. I understand how that feels because I deal with that every day. I understand what it's like trying to get your job done, but you're in so much pain. But you can't take a break because you might lose your job. You've already had your break. You can't take another one. You can't actually go home early because you're in pain. The job's got to get done. You don't want to risk losing your job because, well, your boss is going to figure you're not fit for it, so they'll just replace you, right? So you're working through the pain. I understand what that's like. I got rheumatoid arthritis, and like I said, when I was younger, thanks to me being an idiot, I have sciatica. I got nerve damage in my back because I tried to do something on the job instead of waiting for one of my team members to come over and help me out. I tried doing it by myself, and I threw my back out. It hurt like hell. Well, I understand all that. When it comes to diabetes, I understand what it's like to have to be careful what you eat because, God forbid, you eat something that's going to skyrocket your blood sugar levels, you're going to pass the hell out. I understand what it's like that you have to have something every so often because if your blood sugar levels drop too low, you could pass out. Going to those cold sweats. Been there, done that. That's how I live. I may be young, but I've lived a lifetime already. Okay, I've held 2-3 jobs at a time. You know, I've been in a situation where I was scared for my life. Gun pointed to my head several times. My family threatened. I tried to say anything. Go to my family. I've been through a lot of shit. There's not much you can say that caused your physical problem or caused your mental problem that I can't understand. It might be a slightly different scenario than something that I've went through, but I'll be able to understand it. I'll be able to relate to it. And rather than you struggle another day trying to find relief, I want to use what I've learned to help you find that relief today, as opposed to you spending the next several years researching and hunting for that relief and suffering in more and more pain and anguish trying to find that relief. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand where I'm coming from? I'm not doing this for me. I'm in this business, doing this podcast, writing the blog for you. I mean, yes, like I said a few minutes ago, helping you is helping me, so I am getting that out of it. And yes, I did hunt down these products at first to help me. But like I said, I'm not going to recommend anything to you that I'm not using myself. That I don't trust. And if I'm trying out a product that really isn't giving me the results that I'm after, I'm going to keep on looking. Well, I found those products. I got my anxiety under control, my depression under control, my diabetes is getting better. And yes, type 2 diabetes can be reversed completely. It takes a little bit of time, but it is possible. I'm experiencing less pain from my arthritis and my sciatica. All thanks to what I'm doing and the products I'm using. I want to be able to help you get the same relief that I'm getting. Now, like I said, nutraceuticals will take longer than pharmaceuticals, but you're getting healthier. You're not getting sicker. You're not getting relief from one issue and creating another. With the nutraceuticals, you're getting relief and you're not creating another problem. And on top of that relief, depending on what it is you're suffering with and how bad it is, you might actually, down the road, be able to cure it altogether. Like your type 2 diabetes, that can be cured. Depression, anxiety, depending on the cause, can be cured. A whole bunch of things can be cured. And I want to help you do it. I want to help you find relief. If you've got something that's curable or reversible, I want to help you reverse it. I want to share my knowledge with you. I want to share my experiences with you and help you find the relief that took me 18 years of research and trial and error to find. And right now, I feel like a whole new person. All right? I mean, like, I'm not even going to ask if you know what it's like, because if whether you got diabetes, arthritis, depression, anxiety, you know what I'm talking about. You know what it's like dealing with that stuff. But now, just picture a day where if you're diabetic, you can eat, a type 2 diabetic, you can eat what you want to eat and not pass out, not have to worry about it. When you got arthritis or back pain and you can actually make it through a day, a work day, with minimal to no pain, or you suffer with depression or anxiety and those voices aren't there, those racing thoughts aren't there because you got control over it. I'm telling you that that day is possible and I can help you get there. All you got to do is subscribe to my blog, subscribe to this podcast, and get the information you need. If I didn't yet cover a topic you want covered, all you have to do is email me and ask me to cover that specific topic. If I already covered the topic, but I didn't cover the area you want information on, contact me about it, and I'll cover that area. That's what I'm here for. I want to help you find the same relief that I'm finding. I'm going to remind you again to go to redcounter.com blog and read the I Am That I Am series to get the complete story of what I told you back in the beginning of this episode. So like I said, there are a couple things I didn't mention, but they are in the blog series. And if you have a specific ailment or illness, or a specific health goal that you want help with, considering how many different products I offer, reach out to me, email me. Let me know what your health goal is, whether it's to lose X amount of pounds, or you want to get fit, or you got depression and anxiety, or whatever it is. Reach out to me. Tell me what it is that you're suffering with, or what your health goal is. Tell me a little bit about yourself, like in general. And I will make a product recommendation based on you that I feel will work best for you and help you achieve the relief and the results that you're trying to achieve. All right. So redconrad.com, visit the blog, subscribe to the blog, but read the I Am That I Am series. If you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast, because I mean, there's a lot of good information on it already in the past episodes, but I'm going to keep on expanding this podcast, and hopefully my speaking skills get a little bit better than they are right now, and I fill up this podcast with a bunch of more information, better information in the future with the following episodes. So subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Subscribe to the blog. And on the contact page, either fill out the contact form or email me, red@redconrad.com. Let me know what your health goals are, what your ailment or illness is, and I'll make a product recommendation for you. And on top of the products, the product recommendation, I'll also give you different coping skills you can try to do, based on you, based on your lifestyle. So the coping skill and the products will be best tuned to you. All right. I'll see you in the next episode. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming a monthly subscriber by clicking on the button or the link in the description of this podcast. Your monthly donation will help keep this podcast going, as well as help support the Wellness Fund. You can read more about the Wellness Fund at redconrad.com. Or alternatively, you can leave a donation at paypal.me/revdred. Again, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. I really do hope you enjoyed listening. I will see you next week. God bless.